Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today, joined in the Dog Bowl in Berea by Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius as we try to dissect what happened yesterday in the Browns' ugly 23-7 loss to the Houston Texans. And Joe, I'll start with you. Offensively, tough day, only 7 points on the board, needed even a run into the punter penalty to get those 7 points. What did you see?
Well, obviously, we've seen that our offense doesn't play well when we don't establish a run game. Run game was there. We had some uncharacteristic drops in the passing game. Brian Hoyer was 20 of 50, 330 yards, but a lot of kind of bad passes. And again, it's not conducive to keeping that offense rolling down the field. So way too many mistakes offensively to play against a good team in the Houston Texans.
Yeah, a lot of those mistakes, not a lot of long drives, and the defense was on the field a lot, Matt. And Houston ran the ball 54 times for over 200 yards in this game against the Browns. We talked about needing to stop the run early in the week. They couldn't do it yesterday.
They couldn't. Again, something we celebrated against the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, the ability to run the football 50-plus times, and Houston did it to us. It was something uncharacteristic, and I think late into the week, losing Phil Taylor was tough to injured reserve. I thought he brought a spark in that Bengals game. But again, Alfred Blue, that offensive front just pushed us around. There were gaping holes that all three of us could walk through at times. It's something that needs to get fixed because I believe, you know, moving down the stretch, we've got the Colts, we've got Atlanta, Steven Jackson coming up this week. So it's going to be something we have to get fixed because if we can't stop the run, we'll get a steady dose of that throughout the rest of the season.
Well, the offense did have its struggles. They should get some help as Josh Gordon gets to return to work today. Joe, what's he going to mean to this offense?
Well, it puts a smile on my face right off the bat. We have a big playmaker, a guy that can stretch the field. He's a big receiver, which should make it a little bit easier on Brian Hoyer to make some accurate throws or at least get him in his vicinity. So when you have a game changer, it takes the pressure off a lot of people. I look for him to be implemented into this offense right away and take advantage of his size and speed.
And he'll help the ground game as well.
There's no doubt, because when you have a receiver that big, he's not afraid to mix it up with the cornerbacks and the safeties out there, even linebackers for that matter. He's a guy that's going to come out with a little bit to prove. And again, that's going to be great, and it's going to play to the benefit of the Cleveland Browns.
They'll also keep a safety out of the box, which will be good for this ground game going forward. Matt, on the defensive side of the ball, we know Carlos Dansby, Jabal Sheard went out with injuries. They really seem to be mounting up. What do you have to do to try to regroup and get ready for Atlanta?
It's tough, and again, it's going to happen very quickly. Guys are going to have to step up and assume roles, and we've heard it all season long from Coach Mike Pettine. It's, you know, next man up, and I do think that yesterday's I would say blowout victory by the Houston Texans. It just seemed like the loss of Josh Gordon, not having Cameron, those playmakers on offense, and just filling holes on defense kind of caught up to us. And it's going to be tough, and it's going to take the Dante Whitners, you know, to step up and play a bigger role. It's going to take a Tabba Ruben, Ishmaili Kitchen, those guys, Desmond Bryant, to play their best football in these last seven games to keep us in that playoff conversation.
Yeah, and we'll get an update from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, on those injuries later today. But obviously, if Dansby is out for an extended period of time, Chris Kirksey, Craig Robertson going to have to step up in the middle of that defense. The game did not go as we wanted it to go, that's for sure, against the Houston Texans, as for the second time this year, the Browns come out after a big win and have one of their worst performances of the season. Hopefully they can get things righted as this week goes on, and we'll be on to Atlanta. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes.